You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, and online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic in Studio A, with a special guest this morning to talk about a very popular musical and also the youth that are involved with that. We're talking with Susan Candy, the director of Disney's Newsies with the Superior Arts Youth Theater. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's good to see you again, and good to talk a little bit about Newsies, which is a really popular, fun musical. And to me, it just kind of cries out 90s, at least in my mind. That's kind of my first reference point anyways. Yeah. But can you tell our audience a little bit about Newsies?
Yeah, absolutely. So Newsies is the Broadway adaptation of the 1992 film that's about the historical event that happened in 1899, which was the newsboys strike, where all the newsboys in New York went on strike after the prices of the newspapers were raised, and they managed to make quite a commotion. It was a big part of unions and everything like that going on.
Yeah. Right. So now this is something that you're doing, directing this musical part of the Superior Arts Youth Theater. So what has been your experience like so far working with the kids and getting this production going?
Well, this is my third show I've directed with the youth theater, and I've been really, really impressed with the kids that we have this time. They're always great, but the level of enthusiasm for this production in particular has been incredible. We've got about 60 kids in the cast, and they're doing all kinds of incredible dancing. Jill Grunstrom is our choreographer for this one, and they're doing all kinds of things that are incredible to me, tumbling all over the place and leaping in combinations that I could never remember. It's awesome.
Sure.
It's amazing.
And I know that the Superior Arts Youth Theater caters to a lot of age groups. What's kind of the span for this production this time in terms of age?
Our youngest actor in this one is 8 years old, I believe, and the oldest one is a senior in high school. So
very cool.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that tradition continues with the Superior Arts Youth Theater, where maybe some of the older youth in the program are helping some of the younger and kind of helping feed that along as they go.
Absolutely. The older kids mentoring the younger kids is one of the best things about this program. It's really cool to see the leadership, and especially kids who grew up in this program who went from being the little kids to becoming the leaders, which is really, really exciting to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So when is this production, and how can folks get tickets for this?
Performances are next week, March 7th through 10th, and you can get tickets through any of the NMU ticketing outlets online or in the in-person locations.
Sure. And just a reminder, we're speaking with Susan Candy, who is the director of the Newsies Broadway musical, an adaptation of the film as well. A cast of over 60 local youth, with the opening performance Thursday, March 7th, 2019 at 7 p.m. Again, classic tunes such as Carrying the Banner, Seize the Day, a lot of those really great songs, they'll all be included in there as well. Lots of dancing, choreography, and music direction as well by Jeff Bruning too, and we mentioned Jill Grunstrom from doing the choreography on this as well. Susan, is there anything else that you'd like to add about this production or anything coming up for the Superior Arts Youth Theater?
This is the time when all the exciting things are beginning to happen. Yesterday was our first rehearsal in the Forrest Roberts Theater, and our set is starting to come together. We're starting to get all our props and our costumes, and it's just starting to feel very real. It's really exciting.
Yeah, very good. Well, Susan, thanks so much for taking the time to tell us again about Newsies. That's opening up Thursday, March 7th, 2019 at 7 p.m. Thanks so much.
Thank you.